These are two of the seven teams currently in the Canadian division, as we know. And you came up with this, I guess. Oh, you were speaking with Al's brother. You guys are teammates, and you were probably, you know, patting each other on the back on Saturday after you went 2-0, and then decide. Like, Al's brother is so quiet when he loses bets. I didn't hear a peep out of him yesterday.
Dude, I'm his guy, and he doesn't even talk to me. He doesn't even say, like, oh, darn on that one. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Just nothing. Just crickets. He's so loud.
Yeah. Here's what's going to happen. This is Al's brother's power ranking for the Canadian division. We'll touch on it every Monday, where he will line up his seven teams in order of what he's seen up until then. Okay. Small sample size now, I think you said 5 days. And you can't be a homer, Al's brother, and just be Mikey Canuck guy, as you like to be. So it's got to be based on results. It's ultimately your list, so who am I kidding? You can do whatever you want.
He's going 7-1. Exactly. There you go. So this is how we're going to start it. We've never done this before. Al's brother, I believe you're on the mic. And I guess we'll let you get a quick comment in on going 2-for-2 over the weekend, and then we'll get to your power rankings.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were hoping to go 4-0 on the weekend, so a 2-2 isn't quite what we were looking for, but you know what? I got to give my hat to old Tommy. He did enough to get by, but really, Breeze and the Saints beat themselves, or else we would have been. I want to go on the Browns myself anyway, so I had to be on KC for that one, and kudos to you for going against the grain and going with the Browns, but hey, 2-2, it could have been a lot worse. Could have been better, but could have been worse.
Yep, it definitely could have. Well, I mean, you guys were free-rolling, basically, for even going into Sunday. That's the best feeling in the world. I haven't won the first game yet through 2 weeks. You know, you win the first game, and it's like, hey, I feel like I'm on to something here, let alone the first two. But, okay, I'm assuming you got Ottawa at number 7, but a quick blurb on number 7 in your power rankings up in Canada. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I got Ottawa at number 7, and, you know, they're tough to play against, and they played pretty well, especially on Friday night against Toronto. I felt like they just don't have enough game breakers yet. They're still young, but you look at that team, a guy like Josh Norris, he's a nice piece, but can he be a number 2 for 56 games without being exposed? Not too sure. So right now, I have them comfortably at number 7, but they can move up as the season goes. I like what I've seen from them so far.
Okay, there you go, Al's brother. Heavy analysis. I like it. Yeah,
listen, I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Yeah, they were, you know, it's such a cliche. They play hard, as if, good, you know, talented teams don't play hard. Everyone plays hard. It's the National Hockey League. But they're built a little bit different, right? Like, they've got Austin Watson there. They got Colburn there. They got some kind of grizzled vets. Stepan, you know, he's got Messier up top. There's a bunch of guys that bring a little bit of a different ingredient. And that Stützle goal on Saturday night was unbelievable.
Just like, ask Jack Campbell. Jack Campbell liked it too, buddy.
Yeah,
Jack Campbell wanted to shake his hand. Come on, dude. You wanted to wrap your stick around the post.
Your stick in his eye. You don't want to.
That was a ridiculous comment.
It was so stupid.
It's so goofy. Stupid. Like, good for Jack Campbell. Seems like a genuinely great guy. That's
he is
what
a great
heard.
Guy, but
like,
that I don't need that comment. I don't need to shake anybody's hand after they've scored on me.
They scored
even
to make it 3-2.
My best buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't have that. It's not acceptable. All right, Ottawa at 7. Who do you have at number 6, Al's brother?
I've got the Edmonton Oilers at number 6. Yeah,
wow.
Edmonton and
Vancouver should be there. But anyways,
okay,
go ahead. Super fan over
this
here,
is
Vancouver.
Great.
No. Let the man.
Oh, Mikey Canuck.
If I'm not mistaken, the Canucks did get a win against Edmonton earlier in the year in Game 1. But anyways, to me, it's just they haven't improved their goaltending. Mike Smith also now injured. Koskinen, I'm not so sold that he's a man who can get it done in Edmonton. You know, no Oscar Klefbom, that's kind of proven to be a little bit of an issue. They really didn't play well against Montreal on Saturday either. They don't have the secondary scoring. So when guys like McDavid and Draisaitl aren't out there doing it all, this team just isn't able to muster up any offense to compete, and that's what we saw night 1 in Vancouver, and again on night 3 when they played against the Canadiens.
Okay, that seems like reasonable analysis. Noodles, go ahead.
Draisaitl had 6 slot shots on Carey Price the other night. The only difference was Carey Price over Koskinen. That's the difference.
Well, it was 5-1 probably by that point too. But
I would only agree with this selection at number 6, just as kind of an overall temperature of Oilers fans.
I'm just telling you right now.
Just say you hate
Edmonton's
Mikey Canuck.
A better team than Vancouver. Like,
okay,
they are personally.
Okay, I like
and
it.
And keep in mind, just so you guys know, that Edmonton's allowed 12 goals. Guess who's allowed 11?
The team that's 2-1 and atop the standings?
Yeah.
The
that
Leafs?
Team could be 2-2. Both teams, Edmonton could be 2-2 tonight, and so could the Leafs.
Yeah.
Just remember.
Hey,
that.
Listen, maybe the Leafs are number 5. I mean, we got to.
No, the Leafs should be 1.
Al's brother, I'm warning you.
Actually, Montreal
is going to hate your guts after this.
This is going to be.
But this is the
my
thing.
Favorite.
It is such a tight division. Like you can chuck most of these teams in a blender, and they come out however which way, right?
Okay. I'm just telling you that. All right, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
It's okay. All right, go ahead, right. Al's brother. And I don't want you to feel intimidated by Noodles.
No, I don't.
Don't let him bully
this
you.
My
go
list.
Your,
I feel good on my list.
I speak truth. I don't speak with emotion. That's the difference. I'm not a super fan of any team. That's okay. Why I don't care.
All right,
Al's brother,
you have
number
five.
Well, I would disagree because you're a little bit of a super fan of the Winnipeg Jets, which does come in at number 5 here on my list.
God. Yeah, want to know. Come in at 5. Boy, this guy doesn't know hockey.
Goodness.
This guy doesn't know hockey.
He's got Winnipeg at 5, who are 1-0 on the season.
Yeah.
You know, playing pretty well. Your Vancouver Canucks. They are freaking
Canucks are
in Vancouver.
Yeah, they're number 1. But
okay,
hang
go
on.
Ahead,
let the
yourself.
Man explain himself at number 5.
To me, look, they've only played 1 game, so it is tough to decide, you know, whether or not they are a solid team at this point. But I still think their back end is a little bit of a question mark. I think Logan Stanley's going to end up in the lineup tonight. We'll see what he's got. He was a first rounder a few years back. The depth on this team isn't as good as others. You look at the top 6. As elite as a top 6 maybe in the entire league, but after that it falls a little bit. Patrick Laine now dealing with an injury. We'll see if he can end up coming back sooner rather than later, especially in a condensed 56-game season. If he loses out on, 3-4 weeks, that could hurt them. But for me, it's mainly just still a question mark on the back end for the Jets, and the fact we haven't seen them play much, only the 1 game. And, won.
So they're a victim of their schedule.
Let's all agree. It's tough to assess on 1 game only.
I could agree with Edmonton at 6, to be honest. I can't agree with Winnipeg at 5.
No,
especially with what I've seen from Vancouver.
Well,
like they Vancouver should be 5 or 6 right now.
I agree with that based on what I've seen. I mean, I kind of came into the year thinking Vancouver. I didn't think Vancouver was going to make it. And listen, it doesn't matter what we've seen so far. That we all said a million times,
right.
Anything could happen 1 through 6. Like this isn't me saying, I think Tampa's going to miss. Like that's a hot take. Or I think Colorado's going to win the division. That's not a hot take either. Any combination of these teams. Is a possibility moving forward, but
good point. Yeah,
Listen, Al's brother, I like it. You got Ottawa at 7. You got Edmonton at 6. Winnipeg at 5. Who do you have at number 4?
And here I do have the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
Super fan. Make the playoff battle.
Yeah, they're a playoff team.
In my opinion, you look at this team and where they've struggled so far is the power play. They're 0-11 on the power play, and this without a guy like JT Miller, who really was dynamite last season, especially on the power play. He comes in, draws in lineup now. Going forward, I like the Vancouver Canucks as one of the better teams here in this country. I'm not as upset about the drop off from Markstrom to the goalie. Why can't I think of his
Holtby and Demko?
Yeah, because the defense also got a big upgrade by adding in Schmidt and Hamonic. So I like what I've seen from this Vancouver team.
Hamonic looked like you on playing D the other night.
Hamonic is not an upgrade on Tanev.
No, he's not. Schmidt is, but he's an upgrade on Troy Stetcher.
Yeah,
who was there last year?
Not much.
Hamonic
hasn't played a game in a calendar year.
You guys be quiet. He's Mikey Canuck for a reason. This is his team. He's explaining himself.
Okay, likes him at 4. This is where it's going to get interesting because the top 3 I think could be any. I think based on what we've seen, I would probably have Montreal at 1, but I'm not sure where we're going to go here. Who do we have at 3?
I got Montreal at 3. So not at 1, but 3.
Okay, explain yourself, Al's brother.
Hey, they're a deep, good team. Great defense. Carey Price, obviously the one of the best goalies of our era. They looked pretty good against Toronto. I would say arguably they looked better than Toronto despite getting the loss the first night. They beat up on Edmonton on Saturday. But to me, it's not so much that they've looked bad. They've looked great. I just think that the other two teams of Toronto and Calgary have been better to this point.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Or I think better to this point.
I think they are too. I didn't think we talked enough about Calgary this year. Coming into the season, I love the Markstrom signing. I like their team. I like the way they're built. I like the mixture of guys and their style of play. I had all 3 of these teams making the playoffs. Again, it means nothing 5 days into the season.
Right.
But this makes sense to me. Some combination of Toronto, Calgary, Montreal in the top 3. I could listen to it. I could hear it. I mean, I'm okay with all that.
The question is, what is next?
Okay. Who do you have at number two, Els, brother?
I've got the Calgary Flames at number two. And I really, this Markstrom signing makes his team elite. They've got the four scoring forwards that are pretty much as good as, you know, the guys you got in Toronto and Vancouver. And they got a stout defensive unit. But that goalie really makes his team elite. And they could truly challenge to win this division. I know all the talk was coming in that Toronto was the number one team. But I really believe that Calgary can give them a run for the money.
I just don't agree, Al's brother. Calgary's the number one team right now. They've showed it. They look like it. They've got balance. They've got a different look to it. Toronto wasn't very good in Game 1. They stunk to join out in Game 2, and they grinded out the Sens in Game 3. And all, I'm guessing you have them at number one.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Well, yeah, there's nobody else.
Well, I don't think the Leafs grind. Saturday night was like they demolished all. Yeah. That should not have been 3-2. That was a joke in terms of like possession, in terms of chances. That wasn't even close.
But oh, you're a possession guy now. Are you a possession guy now? I just need to know.
Eye test, it doesn't matter. You watch that game. That was not a close game. That was not. And the night before, Ottawa was better, deserved to win. Like, it's not. It's just a reality watching that game. I don't think it means anything because that should have happened the way they played the night before, and they're a better team, a more talented team with higher expectations.
You don't agree that Calgary should be one in the power rankings for this
I just said I think
segment.
Montreal. I thought Montreal, with what they did on Saturday night, they dominated that game.
I think Montreal is the deepest. There's no weaknesses in their lineup, and I think they've played the best in their two games.
I think they don't have a superstar game changer still. Like, that is still a weakness. You can't tell me Suzuki is a lock to score you big goals all the time. Josh Anderson's off to a good start. He's a good player. He's not a great
Carey Price.
Player.
How's the goalie look?
Price is as a goaltender.
That's
but if it becomes
breaker.
A shootout, it was a shootout. Who is the most talented player up front on that team? Where you say is it Philip Deneau?
No,
you know, is it Gallagher?
Suzuki probably.
Suzuki. Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm not going to win this argument with you because you guys. I'm just telling you. I believe Montreal is the deepest. Most rounded team in Canada, and they've proven it over two games.
And Hayes, I will say one thing defending Mikey Canuck and Jamie. I think sometimes you focus too much on almost like the status of a player. Like on any given night, Suzuki couldn't be better than an Austin Matthews.
Well,
just because
a guy
shoots the puck better doesn't mean that a Suzuki can't be on a better team than an Austin Matthews.
I understand
That's not what he's saying.
No, he's saying game breakers, and I understand that, and I respect that 100%. But I look at there is no game breakers on the third and fourth line for the Leafs. Whereas maybe I look at Montreal and they've got more balance there.
I can't disagree with that.
I think
they've got a better 1-6. I think they've got a better goalie. I'm not arguing in terms of the depth. I'm just saying that it's not like it's not like a foregone conclusion or you can't pick something out of Montreal's status where you're like, but wait a minute, what if it gets to this point?
Because
I still think, you know, depth is important. Depth can get you a long way. You know, at some point, I think someone's going to have to kind of drive that team. And I still don't know if that's been determined. I'm not sure if you're going to find that guy. It's not a shot at Suzuki. I love the way this kid plays. And he keeps getting better and better and better. It's just if we're comparing it to the other teams in the country, you know, you can pretty much pick out one from every team short of Ottawa. I think every team outside of Ottawa has at least one, if not two, sometimes three or four players where you're like, that guy's got a better chance of just saying, I'm going over the boards and I'm changing the game right now.
It depends on, I mean, Gallagher obviously is a 30-goal scorer.
Mm-hmm.
Tatar's at 25. Toffoli's at 25. Like, what they've done is good. They've just got 20 goal scorers everywhere. They're balanced. That's where I'm saying, like, if you're on a given night, if your top guys aren't scoring or aren't doing something, the bottom of the roster is not giving you anything. Well, Kerfoot scored the other night, you know.
No, but he's not offering much.
That's my whole point is you're right. If you just go number one centerman versus number one centerman, there's no comparison. But that's why it's not just a one-off. It's a
no. Of
it's
course,
a team
it's not.
Game.
Maybe I might be putting the cart before the horse and talking about the end goal here. I think having, especially in a condensed season. And you're seeing the same teams time after time after time. I think that'll greatly benefit Montreal. I had Montreal making the playoffs again. It doesn't matter, but I like them. I like their team. I think they have drastically improved. I'm on board with what a lot of other people think. But what I'm saying is I think at some point, if you want to take that extra step, and right now it's not in front of you. They played three games. It doesn't matter. But Tampa, you know, was it Blake Coleman was very good. Yanni Gourde was really good. McDonough was good. But who won them a Stanley Cup? Who won it in Pittsburgh? Who won it in Washington? You know, like at some point, I just don't see Montreal getting to that point. You know, I just don't see them getting to a point where I'm like, okay, they've gone from a very good team to, wow, great cup contending team, because I think they lack the high-end talent. Right. And I think that's indisputable. Like, I don't think you can argue against that.
I think their high-end talent isn't scorers. I think it's on the back end. Like, that's the difference. The high-end talent is they're built from the back up instead of the front down.
Yeah, and like, Petrie's had a great start. Weber is what he is.
Like, that Romanoff looks like his player, Carey Price. Like, that, I just, it, you're right. I don't disagree with that, but I'm talking about
it's like a Baltimore Ravens football team with Joe Flacco as the quarterback. That's what it's like.
I think Montreal's going to get a lot of points this year. I guess that's my point in the standings.
I think you're right. I think they're finishing top four, and I wouldn't be shocked if they win the division. I wouldn't be shocked. I still think the Leafs will get there. I think the Leafs will be somewhere between 1 and 4. I think Montreal will be somewhere. I think Calgary will be. Those are the three teams I feel most confident in. You know, now a goaltender goes down, injuries to a couple of players,
COVID. Yeah,
different story. But for me, you know, as it currently stands, and the power rankings 5 days in haven't changed any of that. I still think Winnipeg, Vancouver, Edmonton are going to be fighting it out for that fourth seed.
Well, I think they're garbage rankings to have Winnipeg at five. Like, when they are just as deep as anybody in the country.
Al's brother, like, I know you're a professional, but was it difficult for you not to have Vancouver at number one? Or were you able to stay in the moment and be
Well, that's why you put him
no,
at four.
No, that was easy to not. They're clearly not even in the top three. They're not even in the conversation. It's that four, five, and six was really where it became tough, where you're going to put them at.
Okay.
But for me, it was more the fact that I know that this team is, they haven't had JT Miller, who's a massive part of that team. He's a massive part of that power play that was top five last year. And so far this year without him is 0 for 11. Like, you think about that. If he goes out there with JT Miller and they end up scoring, you know, maybe two or three more goals on the power play, how different do these games look if they're scored at the right time?
I'll bring up one other thing, too, is Calgary just took a bunch of wins from Vancouver based on how Markstrom played. And he's got to play Vancouver 9 more times.
Yeah.
If I'm Vancouver, I'm scared of that alone.
Yep.
Because Markstrom and Mikey Canuck, you saw this last year. How many times did he actually single-handedly get them points because they're garbage defensively?
Oh, so many. Like, he was the team's MVP last year. And
he's
it was
been their
tough.
MVP the last 2 years.
100%. And it's tough that they let him go, especially at the number that he ended up getting.
$6 million.
Exactly. But, you know, I still think that Braden Holtby is a decent goaltender. And I don't think it's not a massive drop-off to the point where I don't think Vancouver is still in the conversation here to make the playoffs.
Good segment. We all hate each other. Let's come back after break.
That was a great segment.
I love it. Just throwing a grenade right into the middle of the show.
Just hatred everywhere. Love
Winnipeg
it.
Winnipeg.
This is
fine.
What's going to happen. This is what we've been talking about, though. This is what's happening in the country, everywhere. Because everyone's got a friend who's a Canucks fan, who's from Edmonton, who loves the Habs, and all it is you hear. Like, I can't tell you how many buddies have sent me texts already. Like, hey, want to put some action down on the game tonight? And it's never happened before. Like, why all of a sudden are we betting Leafs Habs opening night or Leafs Sens? And it's the same thing. I know someone from Winnipeg. They're like, you like the Jets tonight? Like, this is going to be happening all year.
Al's brother, it's his rankings. We just have to debate. We have to be friendly. We can't be jerks to him.
We love Al's brother.
It's totally sensible.
It's content, and he's developing it, and he works hard at this list. We have to respect it. We don't have to agree with it. We have to respect it.
Yes, that's exactly right. Exactly right.